Remind all participants this conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's CCI call on Tuesday, the 4th of October, we have Cheryl Langdon Orr, Rosemary Sinclair, Carlos Aguirre, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc. From staff, we have Margie Milam and myself, Gisela Gruber. We have apologies from Michael Salazar, Alex Kakuru, and Steve Galbianco. If you could please just remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Rosemary.
Thanks, Gisela. I thought we might have a look at the motion that was passed at GNSO Council meeting a couple of weeks ago, and then perhaps talk about arrangements at the CAR to see, I guess, whether the schedule for the meeting has progressed to a point where we can see where our discussion group might be and how we take our interim report to council. And then I thought we might just get back to where we're up to in the definitions, metrics, measures process. Is everybody okay with that approach?
Yep.
Margie, are you able to pop the motion up for us?
Just one moment. I should be able to pop it up in just a second.
Okay.
Sorry, wasn't ready for that.
No problem. Moving too quickly.
And I got it. Give me a second.
It's the usual Cheryl Rosemary trick.
See, they don't know how motivated we can be at this hour of the day, do they?
Here just to say welcome to Maggie to the call.
Hi, Maggie.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hi, Maggie.
Yeah.
And it's sure not afternoon here in the Antipodes, my dear.
Right.
Hey, Rosemary, there it is.
Okay, good. So, so this was the motion that was adopted by the council, and if we go down to the results, so we've got a council direct a working group be formed to produce a report for consideration to assist them to respond to the board. So working group is not authorised to forward or otherwise communicate its findings directly with the board. That's fine. I've been appointed as the GNSO Council liaison for this working group, but we need to just note that the next GNSO Council will be my last council meeting. So one of the pieces of work we've got to do is think through the GNSO Council liaison position. Oh, that's the alarm. Thank you.
Rosemary, can I ask a question at that point, Cheryl, here for the record?
Sure.
Is there a ruling in GNSO world, because there is not such a ruling in the AC world, that a liaison from an SO or AC needs to be a serving member of such a council? So, for example, the ALAC makes its appointments as liaisons, but they do not have to be serving ALAC members. They often are, but they certainly don't need to be.
Okay. I'm not sure of the answer to that. Does anybody from staff know?
This is Margie. I'm not aware that we have a rule on that, but I think past practice has always been that it's been a council member that serves as liaison.
Sure.
So I don't know if anyone has any other input on that, but that's my recollection.
See, sometimes it can be historical and sometimes it can be, Cheryl, for the record, sometimes these things can be historical and sometimes these things are because of rules of procedure. If it's not a rule of procedure, then it can be far more easily dealt with at the council level by then making a specific appointment and giving whatever requirements and tethering to reporting, et cetera, et cetera. If it is in rules of procedure, then it's a whole different ballgame.
Well, is the way to clarify this perhaps for me, pardon me, for me to go to Stefan as chair of the council and ask this question?
I think it needs clarification because it's a bigger or a lesser issue depending on the answer.
Yeah, okay. I'll do that. Yeah, okay, good.
Thanks, Rosemary.
Thanks, Cheryl. That's good.
Don't call me the princess of process for no reason in the ALAC world, you know.
I'm princess of parties in the university world, anyway.
Sorry, I just going to have some background noise. Gisela, can you mute me for just a moment or not?
Rosemary, it's Olivier here. Has the question of your succession been raised in at the GNSO Council already or not?
Well, this, I think, was the point of the question. The question came from Mary Wong, who's the deputy chair, or the comment that GNSO Council would have to consider what happened after I stepped off the council as a council member. So that's why I'm thinking if I go back to Stefan and clarify the rule and ask the council, assuming that I cannot be the liaison officer for rules of process or practice, ask the council to consider who the successor might be. The other thing is there's quite a changeover of GNSO councillors in the non-commercial stakeholders group. Three councillors are stepping down, or at least up for election. But, of course, we have very strong support on this issue from the commercial stakeholders group in the non-contracted parties house. So... did you want to make a further comment, Olivia?
No, thanks. That's fine. Thanks very much, Rosemary. I'll put my hand down.
Okay. I just noticed it was up. Now, back to the motion. The next resolve was indicating that we had already met informally. Commenced our activities, then says, until such time as the working group can select a chair, and that chair can be confirmed by GNSO Council, the GNSO Council liaison shall act as interim chair. So that's the second process we all need to think about, the chair of this group, now that we're established as a working group. Let me come back to that issue in a tick. Resolve further that the charter is approved. As specified in the charter, a working group update report is to be produced for consideration at the ICANN Dakar meeting in October 2011. So we certainly need to talk about that today. And resolve further that in the event that no other SOAC approves of the terms of this charter, that the working group shall continue to proceed as a GNSO Council chartered working group. So that's the motion that was adopted. Are there any comments or questions? We've got one from Carlos, who is using the chat. I read the operating procedures of GNSO, and I'm almost sure there are not any rule against someone being a liaison, of course, if she is in a constituency. Okay. Thanks, Carlos, for getting that piece of information. So I write to Stefan asking the question, in such a way, saying that we've done this research and we don't see a reason, we don't see that it has to be a council member, and I'm just asking this as a question. So are people happy for me to do that? And then we've got two positions to consider: the GNSO Council liaison and the chair of the working group. So perhaps if we just take some discussion on those issues. Margie, did you want to jump in? And then I've got Cheryl.
Sure. This is Margie. I was just glancing through the operating procedures of the GNSO Council. And with regard to liaison, it says that a member of the chartering organization may be appointed to serve as liaison to the working group. So it doesn't say that a counselor has to be, you have to be a counselor to be a liaison. It's just saying that you can be one if you are a counselor. So I agree with Carlos that it doesn't look like there's a prohibition on that.
What section was that, Margie?
Section
2.2.4. 2.2.4, right. Okay. Now, Cheryl? Got Cheryl on mute, perhaps? Cheryl is typing. Pardon me. Unmute me. So, Gisela, could we unmute Cheryl?
Okay, how's that?
That's great.
Excellent. I mean, the concept of me being muted is a challenge in itself. One of the few people I allow to mute me is Gisela, so yeah. And then only on request. Cheryl Langdonor for the transcript record. Thanks for that, Margie, and that clarification is very important. Thanks, Carlos, for doing the initial research in the work group as well. If that's the case, that's a great assistance as far as I'm concerned, and I'm totally biased here, because going to the second, or actually third part of the resolution, read the role of the GNSO Council liaison to this work group, now chartered, acting as the interim chair, I think as where we are in the work group, it is appropriate for us to now consider the role of ongoing chair being decided by the work group. Now, there is no specific selection or electoral process in the rules of procedure as I remember them. Margie, can you confirm that for me while I continue to prattle on this? In the absence of any particular requirement for nominations to be called and processes to be followed, I certainly would be putting forward, as I believe I have mentioned in a previous meeting, that Rosemary continue as chair, formalised, of the chartered work group. I think she brings a particular depth of experience from industry and from beyond the realms of ICANN, which is extremely valuable, and she also is a very good chair. Those two things are not always the same thing, being an efficient chair as well as a knowledgeable input. Doesn't always reside in the one person, and in this case it does in Rosemary, so I would be putting her forward formally in whatever process is appropriate. And I think in the absence of a process, we could deal with that perhaps as a call to a list and a confirmation between now and the next meeting. Thank you.
Thanks, Cheryl. Are there any other comments or views from anybody? Thank you, Carlos, in the chat room. I'm certainly very interested in the work, and even though I'm stepping off the council, I'm very keen to continue in this role. And Olivia, thank you as well. So I'm happy to do that. Perhaps when we get a wider group of people, we might just confirm that again. Margie?
Yes, to address Rosemary's question about, I'm sorry, not Rosemary, Cheryl's question about working group guidelines, there's no requirement for how you conduct the chair election. There's a suggested procedure, which is, it's purely suggestion, nominations or self-nominations, followed by a statement of qualifications. And, from the candidates, which sets forth the qualifications, qualities, and experience that they possess that will serve the particular working group, a vote by simple majority, and then a notification to the chartering organization of the results of those actions. So that's kind of what they outline in the working group guidelines, but again, that's just a suggested procedure.
And whereabouts is that, Margie?
That is in section 2.2.
2.2. Okay, so... So should I include in my letter to Stéphane the fact that I have been nominated as chair, or would the group like to wait until we had more members before I take that next step? Olivier?
Thank you, Rosemary. What I would suggest is that the wider group gets informed of this suggestion by through the list, and then if there is only positive support, and I'm sure there will be, at that point, inform Stefan.
Okay, that's a great idea. Okay. I took a note to do that. Okay, so that gets us through that. Now, Dakar, sorry, Margie, is your hand still up on that issue?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, thanks, Cheryl. You're going to go to the list. So thank you. Now, the Dakar meeting, is Margie or Gisela able to update us in terms of the timetable for that meeting and whether we've managed to get our discussion time on this work? And the second thing is then we need to find some time in the GNSO Council to update the Council on where we're at.
I'm looking at the schedule now. It's Margie. I believe we got it, but let me just see if I can find it. Okay. Yes. Okay. So we have it listed tentatively on Wednesday from 1:45 to 90 minutes. So whatever that would be, 1:45. To 3:15.
Okay, great. Okay. And then have we got an item in the GNSO Council? We've got the pending projects list, and this is one of the pending projects. So perhaps we can use that as a mechanism for getting our report to the Council.
I believe I've informed the leadership that we wanted time to provide an oral update, and I think they were trying to do something on either Saturday or Sunday. I don't know. Gisela, do you have that to the latest at your fingertips, or was it Glenn that's really keeping that one?
If you just give me a second, I'll check it for you.
So that's in the informal meeting, Margie. I'm thinking about the actual formal council meeting because I want to make sure that this work remains part of the formal process of GNSO Council.
So you're suggesting that there should also be a update on the Wednesday meeting?
That's right. GNSO Council's on Wednesday, is it?
Yes.
What time does it start?
Let's see.
Sorry.
Give me a second.
The public meeting starts from 2 to 6:30. Is that right, Gisela?
Okay, let me just check. I've got it here. Tuesday we have the... Sorry, that was Wednesday, 2 to 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
GNSO public meeting, yes.
So that's problematic. Not that I'm going to actually be in Dakar, but even by phone, if I'm part of the public meeting, then I won't be able to chair the working group discussions from 1:45 to 3:15.
So I suggest that if you're not unable to make that time, you can designate someone to, you know, deliver to the GNSO Council meeting.
No, no, no. What I'm saying is I'm actually in the Council from 2 till 6:30 on Wednesday, and we've scheduled the working group discussion from 1:45 to 3:15. So what I'm thinking is I'd have to designate someone to chair the working group discussion from 1:45 to 3:15 so that I could be part of the GNSO Council public meeting. The Sunday update is no problem. So, Olivia, did you want to comment on this or anything else?
Thank you, Rosemary. It's Olivier here for the transcript. I was going to comment on the actual material to be presented. I know that other working groups that have to present material have created a small set of slides, a handful of them. Some have asked for as much as 15 minutes to update the council. I'm not sure whether we would require as much time as that, but of course, one always has to take care of any questions that might be asked by councillors. So I would say that 15 minutes would probably be what you'd be looking for to ask from the council itself. And with regards to you not being able to chair the working group whilst the council takes place, since you're part of the council, I shouldn't think that it's a hard job to find someone who can take your place in the meantime. I'm not going to push for anyone in particular, but I think that can be worked out. That's no nothing. I mean, you can just ask the mailing list as a wider question. Thank
okay.
you.
That's good. Thank you. Cheryl?
Cheryl Langdonor for the transcript record. I'm disagreeing with Olivia on his last point. I don't think we need to ask the mailing list at all. Whoever is to chair a meeting can be established at the beginning of the meeting in the absence of the chair by those people who are in attendance, and it would be appropriate if it was someone who was physically in Dakar, but of course it shouldn't exclude remote participation. So I'm disagreeing with it needing to be fiddle asked around at the list stage pre-Dakar. But I would suggest that in the selection of someone to chair at the Dakar meeting, the workgroup discussion, that we remember that at this stage it is still a GNSO workgroup, and I would encourage that chair to be someone from one of the GNSO constituencies. So I, for one, would be trying to forward someone who is clearly tethered to a GNSO constituency to chair us in that very public view work group discussion. Thank you.
Margie?
Yes, Rosemary, it's Margie. I actually did not intend to have that conflict with the GNSO council meeting because I obviously want to be at both of them. I mean, unless you guys like that time, I'm assuming can perhaps do a see if there's a alternative time that might be more appropriate.
Hell yes.
That's a good idea. I think we should certainly explore that. And then if we can't do it, then we've got two problems, Margie. You've got to find someone to take your role. And I think, okay, so if we get Margie to just check the timing and see if there's any flex there. If there is not, then my suggestion would be that we let the list know that I won't be able to chair the meeting and that the meeting itself will decide the chair at the time of the meeting, just to...
Yep.
Let people know what's happening. I wouldn't like people to get to the meeting expecting to see me or hear me and that I'm not there. So we'll do it that way if everybody's okay. Cheryl's given that a tick. Okay, so on that particular matter, we'll just wait till we hear back from Margie about whether there's any flex in the timing. In terms of the Sunday presentation, then I think if staff could, and is this the way it happens, staff to prepare some slides. I think if we focus on about, a 7-minute presentation and then leave time for discussion, because, again, I really want to try to engage the council. And in those Sunday meetings, of course, other people can be there and participating in the discussion. So we should make sure, if we can, that there are others interested in this work on Saturday. Thanks, Margie, sorry. In our presentation on Saturday, that there are others interested in this work in the room at the time of that presentation. So is it possible, Margie, to get that presentation prepared so that this working group could have a look at it in the next couple of weeks? Or is that really stretching the friendship?
That's fine. I was bogged down with doing the UDRP issue report that just got published.
Yeah.
So I'm quite to get that out. And so this is one of my priorities now, to get this presentation drafted so you all can take a look at it.
Yeah. Okay. So that takes us through all the admin. My suggestion is going to be that if there are any comments or suggestions people want to make about where we're at, that we take those comments, but that we actually have a short call today, and that at the next meeting, if we can, Margie, our focus should be to look through the presentation. Perhaps if you could even send it to us earlier, that would be better, if there are any initial comments, but to just make sure that everybody's happy with the presentation that will go to Council on that Saturday, 11 to 11:30. Cheryl?
Thank you, Rosemary. Cheryl Langdon, for the record. I apologise, but only thinly. I did want to take you back to your administrator just for a little bit longer.
Sure.
And simply report to the work group from the CCNSO Council meeting last night, that the resolution and chartering of this work group was an agenda item and was reported to the Council by Hahn from his GNSO liaison to, the CCNSO liaison into the GNSO, and that a follow-up action item to the CCNSO Council mailing list was requested, and that I also brought in some of the ALAC perspectives on in that discussion, and I would assume that during DACAR there will be continued discussions furthering us towards the other SO and undoubtedly some of the AC approval in terms of the charter. So I just wanted that to be reported back to the work group, that it fell on particularly open ears, but there will be more discussions undoubtedly when we're all face-to-face. And I would expect it perhaps to be even on the CCNSO and GNSO Council agenda. Thank you. That's it from me.
Thanks, Cheryl. I wonder, Olivier, if I could just put you on the spot to let us know what ALAC is thinking about this charter.
Thank you, Rosemary. Olivier here. Well, ALAC itself, I can't speak for ALAC because we haven't had any discussion on the charter itself. We've waited for it to be voted, and now I will pass it on to the ALAC and we'll find out. From what we've had so far, there doesn't seem to have been anything against it at first glance, but I can't give you a right answer if you want an authoritative answer from the ALAC on this, not at this moment. Perhaps Cheryl has a slightly different view on this. I'm not sure, Cheryl.
Olivia, Cheryl here for the record. No, I don't have a different view. In fact, I would think that there's a great synchronicity in the discussions going on in DACAR agendas, both in the at-large advisory committee and in the fellow support organisation of the CCNSO.
What I can add, so Olivier, again, what I can add is that on Tuesday, the ALAC has reserved 45 minutes on consumer metrics to discuss the perspectives in the afternoon from 14:45 to 15:30, and Cheryl will be moderating that session.
Following on from that, if I may, Rosemary, Cheryl for the record, Margie, you might expect Bart from the CCNSO staff to specifically follow up on this with you as well, I did a hard sell on the advantages of the CCNSO community being involved with their particular experience in the development of these metrics, and I believe that fell on very fertile ground. So there's an action item of on BART to follow up staff to staff.
Excellent. I will go ahead and do that. Thank you.
Okay. So, and Carlos is just making the point in the chat that it will be good, Olivia, to hear back from ALAC about the charter when you've had a chance to have those discussions. Then that leaves me, I think, reminding Stefan that he should go to the GAC with this charter for their consideration, whatever that might be. Is everybody happy for me to do that?
Yep.
Silence seals the deal.
No, yes, 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 and yes again.
yes,
too.
Thanks for bringing me back, Cheryl, to that last bit of administrivia. It's possibly one of the most important bits of administrivia, that support from all the other elements in ICANN. Now, okay, so I think now we're at a point of just opening up for any comments or ideas that anyone might have had that we haven't covered in terms of the actual work itself. Margie, could you just remind us where we got to? It all seems so long ago.
I know, it sure does. Hold on, I will bring up the document, and I have it highlighted where we last were, so that's, give me a moment.
Thank you.
Okay, so I just pulled it up, and if you scroll down to the yellow highlights, we were working predominantly in identifying the metrics for the definitions that had had consensus.
Yeah. Okay, so we've done definitions, and can we say we have a consensus definition for each of our terms? Or we've got rough consensus, perhaps? Margie, can you just take me in the document? If I'm looking for the definition of competition, I'm looking at 1.4. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then if I look for the definition for consumer trust, I'm going to 3.5. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And then I'm going to consumer choice, and I'm looking at 4.3. Okay.
Yes.
So I've got the definitions, and then we were working on metrics. Now, where will I find the metrics in the... Okay, so the last column, I go back up to competition, and we've got a consensus on metrics competition, and we were starting to work on consumer trust. Is that right?
Oh. Yes.
Okay, great. Now, honest with everybody, I haven't done a single little bit of thinking about this since then. Has anyone else been able to do any thinking about this? We had... So in 3.5... we've actually made a bit of progress on suggested definitions, and at that time we had a couple of questions, I think, for staff to follow up in terms of some compliance and other things that we do now. So perhaps if we can come back to that work at the next meeting, Margie, would that be suitable?
Yes. I apologize. We've been very busy, but we will try to get to that by the next meeting.
That's okay. Now, there's quite a bit going on in the chat, which I had not been looking at. Is there anything that I need to bring forward to the meeting? or is everyone in the chat room okay with what? That looks like some ALAC process, is it?
Cheryl here, and I've got so many windows open, I now can't make my computer get back to the... there I am, I'm back in the AC room. Yes, there was something on trust that I particularly wanted to raise with this work group, and it's perhaps something... Sorry, Cheryl, for the transcript record. Something that Margie might need to follow up on. I was a observer in the Who Is review team meeting online deliberations and AC rooms when they met in Marina Del Rey recently. I noted, and it was at a particularly unfriendly hour from the Antipodes point of view, that they were having a briefing from either a briefing or a discussion, but there was an agenda item in that Who Is review team agenda where they were looking at one or more consultants who were, I suspect, going to be doing a survey specifically on measurements of consumer trust and confidence. And I just wanted to make sure that if there was two parts of ICANN focusing on a very similar topic, that we were working smarter and not repeating work. So I was just keen to make sure that if there was a nexus, that nexus was properly explored, and that probably needs to be done at a staff level at the moment, because when I logged in to the AC room, those discussions were in fact in camera. So it may be that there is going to be a consultant's report or a piece of work let out for this. If there is such a piece of work being let out for this, then it would be important that we weren't unnecessarily duplicating and that we were benefiting from it. Thank you.
Thanks, Cheryl. That's a very useful link. And I also had the same thoughts when the Who Is review team was briefing the GAC, I think, in the Singapore meeting. And I made a connection with Peter Nettlefold at that time, saying at that time, of course, we were just starting to do our work, but I expressed some interest in seeing whether there was synergy. I think it's really important for the whole community that we coordinate and build on work and not have a whole, a series of separate streams that really are addressing the same sort of thing.
I think that
gets very confusing and makes people disgruntled. And then at the operational end of things, when you've got, all of this work winds up with some policy which then makes requests on registrars and registries. And if they have a number of requests that they think are covering the same sort of territory coming at them from sections, then that dilutes their interest and their effort. So, Margie, I think we're probably asking you to explore the difference between that Who Is review team consultancy work and our own efforts, perhaps the small amount of thinking we've done on this could assist that consultant, and their work, their outcome could assist us. So, all right, thanks, Cheryl, for bringing that forward. That's great. So, having now checked through the chart, I think we've sort of got a rough statement on the sorts of things that could be metrics for each of competition, consumer trust, and consumer choice, but I think there's more work to be done to really nail those down to the ones that we think are the most important. Again, just coming from an operational point of view, and I see your hand, Olivier, coming from an operational point of view, the trouble with asking people to measure 20 things, they don't. If you can ask people to measure two or maybe three really important things, they're more likely to do that. And for this work to be important, at some point it's got to be operationally possible. Olivier?
Thank you, Rosemary, Olivier, for the transcript. I think I might have missed the call where consensus was reached on 3.5, and I just wanted to ask whether this also covers the corporate confidence that one has in the company. To give you an idea, a corporation or an organization that gets sold and merged and acquired at short notice and changes hands quite fast is one which sometimes doesn't inspire much trust for the consumer. But I'm not sure if that covers it or does it not, because it looks very technical here.
My own response to your point is that that I think you've raised an important issue, and I don't think we've captured it here. It's possibly in 3.4 we were getting nearer, that version of the definition, getting nearer to your point. So we'll need to revisit 3.5 when we've got the larger group, and just make sure that that nuance is picked up. Perhaps the reference in 3.5 to the registry operator fulfilling its proposed purpose and complying with ICANN policies and applicable national laws, perhaps that takes us in the direction of your concern. But let's put that for discussion at the next meeting of this group. Now, Carlos is suggesting, I think we need to add the idea of end users' interests into each one of definitions. Particularly, I feel this idea is absent, or at least not well and completely mentioned. I'm absolutely sure that the concepts of competition, consumer trust, and consumer choice have to do specially related with non-commercial interests of end users. And the last idea is to keep safe those interests before others. That's a very important point, and it reminds us that our policy work is really all about the best outcomes for end users. Not a technical focus, although the focus of our discussions is a lot on technicalities. The outcome has to be in that broader policy space. So can we also list Carlos' idea for discussion at the next meeting? And I'm wondering whether it would be helpful if we get Margie to just, and I hesitate because I find this worksheet extremely useful, but I'm wondering if there's a lot of detail in this now and whether we might be best to just pull out the three definitions and metric statements that we think are our working consensus versions at the moment, and just have a sweep through the whole lot of them. I often get to this point in discussions where you've looked in such detail at specific things that you then find that you've lost an important overarching principle in getting into the detail. So perhaps we need to take stock that those big principles have not been lost in this forensic analysis that we have been doing.
Yes, Rosemary, it's Margie. I'll do that. It'll be actually a very simpler document if it just has our latest thinking on this. So I'll do that and circulate it after this call.
Well, those were a couple of really important ideas. Is there anything else that anyone would like to contribute to the discussion this morning? No.
Rosemary, if I may?
Yes, Cheryl. Sorry.
Thank you very much, Cheryl, for the transcript record. Just at this point, as we move from sort of interim non-chartered, but the work had to happen, so we've been getting on with it mode, and our current more formalised structure, I wondered, Margie, is it the intention to set up a wiki space now for not just the repository of meeting archives and obviously our working documents, but also to have a more community interactive space? The reason I'm raising this now is, for example, some of our working definitions are at a point where I think we could put them on a page as current thinking and welcome comments by wider community using the wiki mechanisms to assist us getting the temperature or the feedback from not just the constituency parts of the GNSO, but the wider ICANN community and beyond as well. Thank you.
Cheryl, yeah, this is Margie. I've put in the chat a link to the main wiki page, but that doesn't have what you're talking about, which is a dedicated page with these new definitions. And I can certainly do that. That's a very easy thing to add a page and to have it so that comments submitted right there. So that's an excellent idea.
We just need to bump it up to the next level, I think, yeah.
I think it's a good idea, Cheryl, because as we have found, you know, working through these definitions and measures, it's very conceptual work, so it takes a while, or I certainly found it took me a while to get my brain into this space. So if we make our work available for people ahead of Dakar, then hopefully it will be mean that there's more interest in the discussion and people are a little more prepared with their thinking to contribute in that discussion. Great. Okay. Any last comments or contributions? If not, I'm looking for hands and chats and so on. If not, then let's meet again in 2 weeks' time. Is that timing okay, Margie, in terms of travel arrangements? Because I'm not going, I haven't got at the front of my mind when people will be having to leave. Perhaps while Margie's thinking about that, Olivier, you wanted to comment?
Thank you, Rosemary. If it's a Tuesday, I believe that most people would not even start their travels yet. It's usually from Thursday onwards that people start traveling, depending on how far they live. So I would expect that it would still work. But of course, for the Antipodes, it's already Wednesday, so it might be that. Cheryl, will you have already started your travels?
No, I'm leaving Thursday.
Thursday.
Rosemary and I are very busy this month, so we'll be travelling within country, and then when I get back from Melbourne on the Wednesday night, I travel out Thursday to Dakar.
Okie doke. So we'll just have to...
we'll do our meeting from Melbourne, I guess.
Have to organise ourselves from Melbourne. Good point,
yep.
Cheryl.
Yep.
All right, everyone. Well, I think... is your hand still up, Olivier? No, it is not.
It's down now.
All right. Look, I think that's been, as always with these meetings, a very productive meeting. And I will look forward to getting back to the substance of our discussion, or more so, in 2 weeks' time. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Rosemary. Thanks, all.
Thanks, Rosemary. Thanks. Bye-bye. Thanks.